I'm continuing today with the series of sermons that I've called exhortations or words of encouragement for us as Christians. And today the scripture that I want to use is out of James in the New Testament, James 1, 19 and 20, two verses. If you want to turn to that in your Bibles, and I'll read it while you follow along. James 1, 19 and 20. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. This particular scripture has two different themes. One of them is the importance of living a righteous life as Christians. And the other is the importance of being a good listener. And I'm going to talk about the latter one today, do that part of the scripture, and then maybe some other time we'll do the other. In this particular passage of scripture, James, the writer, exhorts us to be quick to listen. Quick to listen. That's just another way of saying, be a good listener. As Christians, we are called to be good listeners. I'm sure you've heard the old saying that we're all born with one mouth and two ears. What does that tell you? Yeah, it tells us we should listen twice as much as we talk. We're all born that way, and that's what something that God gives us as a reminder. There have been actual studies done on this subject, and what they show is that there are very few really good listeners around. When I was in seminary, I did a paper on personal dynamics, and all it really amounted to was gathering a group of people and placing them in a large circle and introducing a subject to them, and then they talked about it, and then I charted how the conversation went, about who talked and who didn't talk and who listened and who just sat there and so forth. It's kind of an interesting thing to watch. And I noticed that there were a few people who dominated the conversation. And there were others who just sort of listened. Some listened intently. Some sat there acting like they were bored by listening. And just different kinds of responses to that. But here's the real problem. Most of us have never been taught how to be a good listener. We just have never been taught that. We weren't taught listening skills in school. At least I wasn't. Maybe you were. But I wasn't. Someone might say, well, that's just something you pick up naturally. But do we? It's also said that some people are just by nature more quiet while others talk a lot. Now I'm going to let each of you decide which one of those categories you fit into. But it's just by nature we do this. I have two sons, I think most of you know, and two of those sons are very quiet and two of them are more talkative. And I myself consider myself to be a quiet person. Some people ask me sometimes, why are you so quiet? Why don't you talk more than you do? By the way, that sounds kind of a contradiction that preachers can be quiet. But there are some who are quiet, and I think I'm one of them. But I always tell people I learn more by listening than I do by talking. The purpose of this particular sermon today is simple, and I hope practical. I want to look at what it means to be a good listener. Then I want to talk about how to become a good listener. And last of all, I want to deal with why it's even important. Why it's so important for us who are Christians to be good listeners. First of all, what does it mean to be a good listener? Several years ago, I read a book called, appropriately enough, The Listener. It was about a place, a building, where people could go and simply sit there in this room and talk. And the word got around, and soon more people came, and soon there were many people who were coming. And all they did was enter into this room, sit in a chair, and talk. Now, the people who came there never, ever saw the one to whom they were talking. They were just talking. And they were getting things off their chest that they needed to talk about. And it was an interesting study about how at the end of the book it was revealed that the one who was listening to them was God. And the book was fictional, of course, but it showed how important it is for some people to have someone to talk to. People have that need. To be a good listener means that we focus on the person to whom we are listening. If I'm talking to someone and they're constantly looking over my shoulder or over my head and all around and avoiding eye contact, I get the feeling they're not really interested in what I'm saying. And so I just quit talking. To really listen to someone means that we make them feel like we care about them personally. We are interested in what they're saying. It's not just being polite, but we really care. Someone means that we make them feel like that. There's an ad on TV about dental implants. I'm sure you've probably seen it. I don't really pay much attention to commercials usually. In fact, that's why I like to record programs, so I can rush through the commercials and forget about them. But this one was kind of interesting. He was talking about how he went to this place where they do dental implants. And he said when they talked to him, the person who was talking to him in his company made him feel like he was the most important person in the whole world. That, my friend, is a description of a good listener. Someone who really makes us feel like they think we're important enough to them to listen to us. Also, a good listener shows real interest in what is being said. It's amazing, amazing what we can learn by listening to others, even if it is a little child. Have you ever heard a little child say something pretty profound? Sometimes they do that. We just sort of dismiss them and write them off and say, oh, they're just kids. They don't have anything to say. But they do have some things to say sometimes. And by listening, we can learn. The next question is, how can we improve our listening skills? Here are some tips from a doctor by the name of Michael Murray. First, when talking to someone, don't interrupt them. It's rude to interrupt people or to talk over other people when they are talking. I served a church one time, and there was a certain family in this church. And every single person in that family liked to talk a lot. And that's okay. But the problem was they all talked at the same time. And if you would go somewhere, maybe just sit around a table with four or five of them talking, sitting there listening, you didn't know which one to talk to or listen to. They were all talking at the same time. And they were talking over each other. It was kind of confusing. And it was kind of like watching a tennis match. You know, you're trying to figure out, who should I listen to here? So that's something we don't want to do either, isn't it? If we want to be a good listener, we have to give the person we are talking to our undivided attention. One of the biggest hindrances to good listening is what? Mind wandering. When we are listening to somebody, and our mind suddenly takes off in another direction. And instead of listening to what is being said, we're thinking about something altogether different. Or we're thinking about what we're going to say next. And we're not really listening. We're not giving that person our undivided attention. For instance, while I'm up here talking, I have no idea what you all are hearing, what you're getting out of this, what you're receiving. I have to say that I think as a group, you seem to be pretty good listeners. It's hard to tell how intently people are listening to you and what they are getting as a result of listening. Just by looking at people, you can't hardly really tell that. But it's important for us to listen. It's important for us to learn how to do that. Another quality of good listening is to try to put ourselves in the other person's place. That's called empathy. You've also heard the saying, I'm sure, that we need to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes before we are judgmental about them, before we say anything bad about them, or just before we talk about them at all. We need to be able to put ourselves in other people's place. If we give others the impression that we are not truly interested in them or in what they are saying, they will probably not want to talk to us. The golden rule applies in this particular instance, which means we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We can actually become a better listener if we realize that listening requires personal discipline. Like other things relating to the Christian life, we do it because we know it's the right thing to do. Now, there may be times when we don't feel like listening to somebody else. Maybe we're tired, or maybe we're just busy, or we just don't feel like we have the time to listen to someone else. Or maybe we're in a hurry. But we lay aside our own wants and wishes as Christians and listen because it's important. Because it's important to the person that we're listening to. That, my friend, is the definition of servanthood. When we lay aside our wants and wishes, when we lay aside our desires in favor of someone else. But why is this important anyway? Why do I even bring it up? Why should we, who are Christians, want to be good listeners? As I said before, the most important and most obvious reason of all is because there are a lot of people out there who need someone to talk to. They need someone who will listen to them. One of the dangers of social media is that it fosters isolationism. That is, the avoidance of human contact. We all need to be able to interact with other people. As Christians, we can show that we care by listening to those who need attention and friendship. Another reason why being a good listener is related to something I said last week. I said last week, you know, that we want to be, as Christians, careful. We want to show care and compassion. We want to be kind to them, other people. One way to express that kindness and compassion is by listening to those who feel alone or left out or who are depressed or dejected about life. In my years of ministry, I have done a lot of visitation, hospitals, nursing homes. And I have run across a lot of people in those places who are lonely. And the reason why they're lonely is because nobody ever comes to see them. And they miss that human interaction. Of course, there are people that take care of their needs and all that. But they miss someone coming and just sitting down and listening to them and talking to them and that human contact. Many of those people don't necessarily want anything from anybody. They don't want you to do anything. They just want somebody to listen to them. They just need that contact. We can show that we care, my friends, by listening to them. It's as simple as that. And you know, sometimes people are going through a hard time in their life. And it's not a matter of us giving them some kind of help or any giving them ideas that they can deal with this, but it's just a matter of listening to them. Need somebody to just sit down with them and listen to them. Being a good listener also develops selflessness. Selflessness. We put others first when we spend the time and patiently listen to someone else. It just might make someone's day. You know, you never know. Maybe somebody's going through something hard. Maybe they're having a tough day. Maybe they've had bad news, or maybe it's just something has happened in their life. And just for somebody to come alongside them and just to listen to them. Not give them advice. Not tell them what to do. But just listen. It will mean an awful lot to them. In the extreme case, it might even save someone's life. I'm amazed and horrified at the same time that the number of suicides have gone up so greatly in our country. People who are taking their own life. This is one of the things Carol was talking about. A friend of ours had a grandson, been on drugs, was, as far as they knew, clean, and yet took an overdose of drugs on the weekend before he was supposed to start a new job. It's a sad, terrible situation. But there are many people around like that who are desperate, who need help, who need someone just to listen to them. And we can do that. We can give them a listening ear. As I said before, we can learn a lot by listening, and that applies to other people. You know, if we ever get to the point where I just can't learn anything at all from anyone else, then I think we're in a sad position. We're in a sad place. But also, we can learn in our relationship with the Lord by listening. We say that prayer is what? Talking to God. That's what prayer is in its simplest form. It simply means that we're just talking to God. He is without a doubt the best listener of all. Have you ever thought about this? Just think about it. All the prayers that go up to Him 24/7. And He is able to hear every single one of those prayers individually and separate that all out and hear those prayers and answer those prayers. That to me is awesome, and I use that word advisedly. God's ability to hear us when we come to Him and talk to Him. He wants to talk to us to talk to Him, but He also wants us to listen to Him. I believe that God talks to us. I believe He still talks to us in many ways. Many ways. He talks to us through His Word. He talks to us through other people even. Or He talks to us through the still, small voice that we hear down deep in our spirits. He wants to talk to us. He may have something He wants to say to us. And we have to be able to listen to the point where we can hear Him speaking to us. There's nothing more exciting in this whole world than to hear the Lord talking to us. And if we're open to it, and if we're willing to listen, I believe He will do that. We also need to listen to Him because He has something important, maybe, that He wants to say to you and to me. Maybe there's something He wants you to do or wants me to do. And if we listen carefully, we listen closely, listen prayerfully, we may be able to find out what it is that He wants us to do. I hope we can all agree that James is right when he said, it's important to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Be on the lookout this coming week. Be on the lookout for someone that might be looking for someone else to listen to them. You might have an opportunity. You might have the privilege of being the one who listens to someone who is hurting, who just needs a friend, who just needs to know that in this whole wide world, there is someone who really cares about them. And as Christians, that is something we should all be doing, don't you think? Maybe just by listening, we can make a big difference in someone else's life. Think about that. Just by listening, we can make a difference in someone's life. Well, I hope that we'll all be aware as we go about this coming week and remember the words of James, that we will be quick to listen, slow to speak. Amen? Let's pray together. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for the ability to hear, the ability to speak. Open our ears, Father, that we might be able to hear the pleas, the calls, the cries that other people are sending out because they need someone to tell them that they matter, that they're important, that they're worth listening to. And help us also, Father, to cultivate that ability to listen to You because You want to say something to each one of us, something important. Help us, Father, to remember that we learn and grow more just by listening. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.